We cannot be more ready than we are at the moment because, look, we are coming from the victory we scored 2 weeks ago, recorded enormous win over the PDP. Now, and from then to now, you can see there has been a lot that is happening. Two things. One is that, look, Nigeria, we are a nation of copycats. People have been trooping into it, have been leaving the PDP and coming over to our own party, and we're welcoming them. And that's one. And two, look, the law enforcement agencies who collaborated with the ruling PDP in the last election, they are looking at the face of a new commander-in-chief that is coming into office from May 29th. We expect neutrality. Police, army, all of them. And we don't think anybody will be playing games anymore because power has shifted. They have a new commander-in-chief that is coming to take over. I don't think they will toy with their career.
Some supporters of PDP say that the APC supporters are using intimidation and harassment and poaching some of their bigwigs to join the ranks of the APC ahead of the gubernatorial election. What do you say to such criticisms?
No. Let me tell you, APC has no reason to poach now. What is happening is that people who have, they had never belonged to PDP in their spirit. You know, there are people who think that there is no oxygen outside government. They had been in PDP, not because they believed in what the PDP was doing. And now that PDP has lost power, they are quitting. But we are welcoming them because the thing is that our party represents a change and a new attitude in the affairs of Nigeria. So whoever is making a movement from the rotten old ways of the past, coming over to embrace change, we are welcoming them. We are not intimidating anyone. We have no reason to cajole or harass anybody. They are coming freely on their own, and we welcome them.
Now, what do you say to people that those who are jumping ship at this time from PDP to APC could do the same to APC in the near future because they are practicing stomach politics, and that could be before the APC in the near future? What do you say to that?
Well, there could be a few who would be doing the stomach politics, say. But the thing is that, look, the thing that has taken place in Nigeria is the revolution without a single shot being fired. So we need everyone on our side. APC represents a new thinking, a new attitude to everything. Look, we are saying we want to remove corruption from Nigeria, insecurity, and a regenerate economy to get jobs. So if people are saying we identify with change, with a Nigeria free of corruption and lack of security, by all means, we welcome them. So, No. We don't have a negative attitude towards this. We are Nigerians as we are, and we are welcoming them into our own party.
How credible do you think these gubernatorial elections across the country will be on Saturday?
It will be better than the presidential election because the Independent National Electoral Commission, as we said, has put down the rule that in all states, all across Nigeria, the electronic card reader must be deployed. Now, this is very important for the country. Because where we saw evidence of rigging the presidential election in few states in the southeast and the south-south, where the card reader technology was sabotaged and they resorted to manual accreditation of voters. And they went back to the old ways and they rigged. So we have seen evidence that wherever the card reader technology was deployed, elections were free and fair. And so therefore, we support